Have you had a rough night sleeping? You or your partner are tossing and turning and keeps the other one awake? Yeah, I've had that too, but I learned about this one method that I tried out and my sleep has never been better.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel and I am a home stager decorator and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. This episode of the Creative Home Podcast is brought to you by the Master Bedroom Layouts. If you are staging a master bedroom and you are wondering how to best set up your master bedroom furniture, then this ebook is your answer. In it are the 10 best optimal layouts for your master bedroom furniture for different sized rooms. If you have multiple doorways, windows, etc., there is a setup you can use. Plus, you can use this for your new home when you move in to help you set it up right away. Check out my Master Bedroom Layouts ebook in my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable, so you can arrange your master bedroom furniture right the first time. Thank you so much for listening to my Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And if you share a bed, chances are that you may have woken up because the other person is snoring, is tossing and turning, or hugging the covers. I've been married for over 20 years and have shared the same bed with my husband. But lately, sleep has been rough for me. I wake up at 3 a.m. and can't get back to sleep. I'll switch to the couch or lay there in bed just trying to get back to sleep. And this is not helpful when I need my rest. Now, sometimes my lack of sleep is due to stress, but other times it's because my husband moves the covers and doesn't necessarily hog them. He just flaps them, and then the cool air wakes me up. Have you had either of those scenarios? Yeah, when we lived in Germany, we stayed in a hotel or Airbnb, and the beds there always had a duvet cover and a comforter. And for our queen, I say quote unquote queen bed, we had two separate twin beds that were smushed together with two separate twin duvet covers. And at first I thought, wow, how weird. But okay, the beds, like I said, they were smushed together. So we had our space together. It was just on separate beds with our own separate covers. Now, having the separate covers is called the Scandinavian sleep method. And it may seem weird to do this for Americans, but I thought I would give it a try because otherwise the next option was to sleep in different bedrooms. And if you've learned or heard about any of the statistics, basically people have done like what they call a sleep divorce, which for me is kind of still foreign to me, even more foreign than separate covers. But I've had other friends talk about it like, oh yeah, I sleep in a different bedroom. My husband snores. I just can't handle it. And that I can understand. But if you're just, you know, sleeping separately or, you know, trying this out, a third of Americans either sleep in another room from their partner, which I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want to try that. So what I tried to do was the Scandinavian method. And basically what it comes down to is sleep is selfish. You got to get the great sleep that you need, the rest that you need. And in order to do that, sometimes you need to do the selfish thing, and that is to have separate covers, right? So you can have a separate blanket with your husband or partner, but still share the same bed. And it may look kind of funny. You may like, well, and that actually kind of makes sense because my husband doesn't like the thicker covers. He'd rather have a thin blanket because he's just too hot. And I'd rather have the warmer, thicker comforter, even in the summertime or the wintertime. You know, sometimes it varies, but even we can't agree sometimes on the cover, right? And if you're in that same, you know, predicament, this may be something you might want to take a look at. So it's the Scandinavian sleep method, say that five times fast, is one mattress, two blankets and two happy sleepers. Okay. So you're not sharing a blanket. He has his own, I have my own, and there's no sharing and fighting over the blanket. And it's not like he, like I said, he doesn't hog the covers, but he just kind of flaps them when he gets hot. He just kind of moves them and it just wakes me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning or whenever he does that. And I'm just like, really? And then I have the hardest time getting back to sleep. So while you're in bedroom, you may have taken all the steps you have taken to get you to sleep, right? The sleep is such an important part of your life that you're, well, your bedroom, you may have picked, you know, all the covers and everything, all the colors that you want, the pillows that you have on there. But when it comes to sleep, it is really important to get it right. So especially if you can agree on the mattress, right? Some people have, like, you know, the mattress that has the two separate, you know, one is more propped up than the other one moves, the other one's flat, one's cooler, one's hotter, however that all works. But for us, I wanted to at least just try the Scandinavian sleep method. And I've been doing this now. So I told my husband, I'm like, look, I'm just not getting very good sleep. This is affecting me. Your mood, your, you know, just, and overall happiness, just grumpy. I hate being grumpy. You know what I mean? So I said, we're going to try this out. He may not like it. And he wasn't a fan at first. He was like, this is just silly. Really? He used other words, but he's just, this is really? Okay, fine. And I'm like, look, just let's just try it and see what happens. Okay. And basically, I had my thicker covers. So I do have a comforter with a duvet. I'm just used to living with a duvet. My parents were born in Poland, so when I'm growing up, that was normal to me. So the American way of the top sheet with the blanket and potentially a comforter, yeah, I don't get that. I'm sorry. I just don't. I can't get around that. That top sheet thing, like, I'll rather just strip that off the bed. But everybody's different. Whatever it helps to get you to sleep, that's what matters the most, right? So you've done all the normal things, like, you know, before bed, right? You're not watching TV or on a screen right before bed. You do some relaxing. Some people do some reading. Some people may do some yoga stretches. Some people may just, you know, have a conversation for a few minutes and or drink something, you know, like whatever it is to help you to get to bed, whether it's like, you know, chamomile tea or something like that, whatever, right? So you've done everything you can to get you to sleep. And then that's the part of during the sleep, right? That you need that to work for you as well. So, many people have tried it, and people have, you know, been married to others who are, you know, Scandinavian or European, and they realize, wait, what? We're not sharing the same covers? Yeah. So try this out. We've been doing this for now, I want to say like 2 weeks now. It seems like it's just happened, but it's been about 2 weeks now, and I'm getting so much better sleep. Oh my gosh. If I do wake up, I wake up, but it's only for maybe a minute and I'm back asleep again. It's not that bad. And so I wake up actually sometimes even like half an hour before the alarm clock goes off going, okay, I'm good. Isn't it time to get up? Oh no, it's only 5:30. Crap. Okay. Well, okay, I'll go back to sleep, you know, or just lay there before my alarm clock goes off, right? But it's been mind-blowing how much difference that can make for you if sleep is something that you need to get, right? So this is something, if you're having issues with sleeping and sharing covers, try that out, right? It's not the end of the world. It really isn't. It's not like you're, you know, moved into different bedrooms like some people have, like a third of Americans that have done that. Yeah, so this might be your solution to help you get better sleep, right? And I'm all for that. If you can get better sleep, that would be fantastic. So I hope this is something that you can try out. One thing that people have done, well, then that messes up, you know, oh, well, that messes up my, you know, decor and the bed sheets and things like that, right? Well, if you do have two blankets and you're kind of worried about how they look, maybe they're not matchy-matchy, they're not matching, right? You can still put like a thin coverlet over the top of it, like one big one. Say you have a king-size bed like we do, find a king-sized one and just put that over the two covers, just to finish off, to, to complete the look, right? Especially if you're staging your home, right? And you still want to sleep right before you move, then do that. That's a simple, easy way just to, yes, you have the covers that you need. No need to take off the ones that you're sleeping with and change the bed entirely. Just put a coverlet over the top of it that goes along with the bedding and the colors in the room and everything like that, and it'll look fine, right? So take a look, try that out. If that's something that you are stressing over and haven't gotten some great sleep, the Scandinavian sleep method may be your thing. It doesn't have to be a duvet. It could be just be a separate blanket, like a thicker blanket with a thinner blanket. Okay, if you're not into duvets, that's perfectly fine. But yeah, this has been life-changing for me, and I feel so much better and more awake after doing this. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.